Okay, Simon Tov Tzadim Bav. Shivas Yomim Shazava Soferes, right? Because we know nowadays we all consider ourselves Zavah Kedolim, Shivakiyim, Maschila Mimachras Yom Shepaskavo. Start after the day in which she stopped bleeding. This is La Fuke, as the Gemara said a few times, from the Kutim. Right, the Kutin held that mitzvah sayom kikulo at the beginning of Shiva Nikiyam, and if she stopped bleeding, you know, at 1 p.m. on Thursday, she can count the rest of Thursday as the first day of Shiva Nikiyam. We obviously do not hold like the Kutin, and we say the 7 days need to be completely clean of blood, need to be 100% clean of blood from the beginning to the end, and therefore you need to start. Let's say we're not sure when the day starts, but you need to start from Shkia to be clean in order to count this as Shiva Nikiyam. How do you know you're clean? So you have to actively know you're clean. There's a big deal in the Achronim, exactly why, exactly, without getting into details. How does she know she's clean to count the Shiva Nikiyam? By doing a Hefek Tara, she does a Bdika, she sees that she is clean. And then, as long as she does the Hefsek Tara before Shkia, she knows that she's clean and can start counting that night, i.e. the next day, as Shiva Nikiyam. Okay, great. How would you do a Hefsek Tara? So, V'kach Mishpata. Here's a problem. The Mishnah in Nida da Samach Ches Amad Aleph. It's talking about a Nida. And it's a Nida, even a Nida needs a Hefsek Tara. Nida doesn't need Shiva Nikiyam, you may recall, but she needs a Hefsek Tara to see that she stopped bleeding. So Nida Shabodka Asma Yom Shvi Shachris Umatzat Horo Ben Ashmosha Slovit Frisha Ulacher Yom Bodkoma, etc. Bechezgas Tehora. Apparently, one can deduce from the Mishnah, whatever it says, if she did this and not that, you can deduce that the standard practice was to do the Hefsek Tara in the afternoon, Mina Mincha L'Mala. A woman who did her Hefsek Tara on the seventh day in the morning is fine. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Shelo Frishim Tara Mina Mincha L'Mala, Reza B'cheskes Tmeya. No, it needs to be Mina Mincha L'Mala. Rabbi Yehuda says a Hefsek Tara only counts if it is after Mincha, meaning after Mincha Ketana in the last 2.5 hours of the day. What is the Svara? The Svara seems to be because the day is Bechezkas Tuma. She is Bechezkas bleeding that day. It's not clear to me where we have another example of such a thing in Shas, I must admit. But the day is Bechezkas Tuma. She does a Hefsek Tara. What did the Hefsek Tara prove? The Hefsek Tara proves that now she stopped bleeding. She's Bechezkas Tara. So on the one hand, she's now Bechezkas Tara since the Hefsek Tara. On the other hand, the day is Bechezkas, a day that she's bleeding, and maybe she'll bleed even after the Hefsek Tara. I assume part of the hesitation here is that the Hefsek Tara is not such a great proof. After all, let me go back a second. What does the Hefsek Tara prove? It proves that she's not bleeding right now. Okay, but when a woman has her period, she doesn't bleed every second. She bleeds, she bleeds in drifts and drops, et cetera, et cetera. So just because she's not bleeding for 1 second, how does that prove her period stopped? So here you have a very, very fundamental machlokas. No place on the daf of the Shulchan Aruch between the Chazon Ish and most poskim. Chazon Ish, I think it's a Siman Pei Aleph. I'm pretty sure. The Chazon Ish said that let's say a woman, she washes herself out internally very, very well, gets rid of all the blood, and then does Hefsek Tara immediately. She'll probably find it clean because she just washed it out. Or what if she does a Hefsek Tara, finds blood, does it again, finds blood, again, finds blood, again, finds blood, and then does it again, 1 minute later, 1 second later, and finds it's clean. Does that really prove she stopped bleeding or just that, she caught in the moment when nothing was coming out? So the Chazon Ish has a big chumrah, says the Chazon Ish.
that doesn't count as a hefsek tara. To count as a hefsek tara, she has to wait a while for blood to come out.
The post consume
15 minutes, right? She has to wait 15 minutes. The Chazon doesn't say exactly. They assume that's what he meant. Some of the other Chachamim bring this up. She has to either just do a hefsek tara stam after checking, or to walk around all day do a hefsek tara. Now she's proving she's not bleeding, because if she bled, it would be hiding there someplace waiting to be found, right? Usually blood doesn't just come all the way out of her body right away. You know, it sticks around for a bit. It takes a while to come out. So if she just does a hefsek tara stam, then that proves she hasn't been bleeding for a while. Or let's say she did a hefsek tara, it was bloody. She waits 15 minutes, does another one. That proves she's had 15 minutes of cleanliness. That already makes it seem like, you know, although no one knows exactly what number to the line, like she's clean. Let's say she cleans herself and then waits 15 minutes and doesn't have Satara. Then that seems to prove something. It says the Chazon Ish, you have to have a while, give blood a while to appear. And then do a Satara to prove no blood has come in the last 15 minutes, half hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, etc., to count as a Satara. After cleaning yourself, you have to wait 15 minutes. After doing another bedika, you have to wait 15 minutes. Because when you do bedika, you clean out the blood. Right? Says the Chazon Ish, hold on. Just keep doing bedikas until you get a clean one. Eventually, you'll get a clean one just randomly. So you'll clean out the blood and catch the 1 second when it's not coming out. But you're really still in the middle of bleeding. So says the Chazon Ish, you can't do two bedikas in a row or do a cleaning and a bedika in a row. You have to wait at least 15 minutes. And then the hefsek tara really proves something. Pretty much all the poskim are against the Chazon Ish on this. They say no. If I do a hefsek tara, find blood. Hefsek tara, find blood. Hefsek tara, find blood. Hefsek tara, find blood. Hefsek tara, clean. That's good enough. Even if I wash myself out legamri internally, and then do a hefsek tara and find it's clean, that's good enough. Why? Because it proves that for this second, no blood is coming out. And as long as you prove for 1 second blood isn't coming out, and halacha, let's go to chazak and meikar, and that's good enough. So this is the basic machlokas, hefsek tara. What is it meant to prove? Says the Chazon Ish, it proves there's no blood for a while. That's really proving your period ended. Again, I don't know exactly how to draw the line. Maybe you'll have to ask some scientists. They'd say, no, you have to wait 43.8 minutes and then do a hefsek tara, and that'll prove. Okay, 15 minutes is the minimum. However, the other poskim say, no, it just proves there's no blood right now. Ah, what good does it do to prove there's no blood right now? In halacha, that's chazak to make her. Whatever we know is the case now is true until proven otherwise, right? If a woman's a pnuya for 1 second, we assume she's a pnuya until it's proven otherwise. If a person's alive for 1 second, we assume they're alive until proven otherwise, et cetera. If something's usher for 1 second, we assume it's usher until proven otherwise. So, how do we paskin? We paskin like the poskin, that as long as you prove you're not bleeding for 1 second, that's a good hefsek tara. Oh, but maybe you're bleeding a second ago and a second from now. No, in halacha, if for 1 second you're not bleeding, you're now the cheska's not bleeding, and that halacha remains until proven otherwise. That's the way halacha works. It doesn't have to pass a panel of statisticians. That's the way halacha works. That whatever is 1 sec true for a second is true forever. That's the rules of halacha. However, for two reasons, lechachila we try to be machmir. That a woman should not wash herself out internally and then do a hefsek right away, or do one hefsek, find blood, and then do another hefsek right away. Lechatchila, we wait between cleaning and hefsek, or between hefsek and hefsek, about 15 minutes for two reasons. Number one, a halachic reason to be machmir for the Chazon Ish, because it's better to give it a while to see if any blood comes and then check, and then you've really shown that you're not bleeding. Lechatchila. Number two, for a non-halachi practical reason. Because if a woman cleans herself out, then there'll be no sort of lubrication left for osomako. Normally, there's a certain amount of lubrication. Certain amount of, some sort of oil-like, I don't know exactly the chemistry, lubrication, which makes it easier for the bedika to go in. If she washes it out, it'll be very raw and non-lubricated. And if she does another bdika right away, she could scratch herself and then cause blood to come from a scratch. And then that will create halachic problems for no reason. Or if she does a bdika once, she wipes out over lubrication, she does a bdika again right away, then she'll be more likely to perhaps scratch herself, and that could create other problems. So for two reasons, lechatchila we wait in between cleansing and hefsek. I don't mean external washing, I mean like a douching, an internal washing. We wait between cleansing and hefsek, or between hefsek and hefsek. Number one, to be yotzei lechatz ish, and number two, just to avoid causing scratching and possible halach shailas of dam maka. That's lechatchila. So lechatchila, wait around 15 minutes. Because there is a logic that maybe he's right, and for practical reasons. However, that's just lechatchila. If you're stuck, let's say a woman does a bdika and it's 1 minute before shkia, and the bdika comes out with a little red, but she suspects that's just some old blood that's there and she's really not bleeding anymore. Right? Now, if it comes out full of blood, like it's not going to help to do another run. But it comes out with a little bit of blood and she really thinks she's clean. So 10 seconds later, she could do another bdika. And if it comes out clean, it's a valid hefsek tara. So if you don't have time, then you could do as many hefsek taras in a row as you practically can. But lechatchila, you should wait 15 minutes if you have time. Right? It's always good not to be stressed to start doing a hefsek tara a little bit, not too much before, we'll see, but a little bit before. But if you have time, it's good to wait. If you don't have time, then you can just want to start shivin kiyam, just do four bedikas in a row, and the fourth one comes out clean, then it's a valid hefsek tara, and we don't worry about the chazanish. Now, why do I preface with this? Because I think this underlies this strange mishnah in the Nidah of Samach Ches Amud Aleph. Because a hefsek tara, again, we really paskin, not like the chazanish. We really paskin that it just proves that you're clean for 1 second. Even, you know, we're in the chazanish, you have to go along someplace. Meaning a hefsek tara is not such a great proof. Because it just proves you're not bleeding this second, but it's the derech of women to start to bleed in drips and drafts. So what do you do with the fact that this hefsek tara is not such a great proof? And that's the tension of this Mishnah. On the one hand, the Hefsek Tara says, right now, Cheskas, Einora, Cheskas, Tara, she's not bleeding this second, she's not bleeding forever. On the other hand, what do you mean she's bleeding today? Today's a day of bleeding. This is a week of bleeding. This is a time of a period. During the time of a period, she's supposed to bleed. And we know there's sort of a counter Chazaka. That, and that we apply the counter Chazaka to days, that today is a day of bleeding. And if today is a day of bleeding, then maybe it'll continue even after the Hefsek Tara. So that's the hesitation about the Hefsek Tara. The hesitation is the one hand that proves you're clean. On the other hand, maybe you'll bleed again a second later because the chazaka of the day, sort of the chazaka of 1 second Tara versus the chazaka of the whole day, bituma. So how much do we trust that cheskas tara the whole day of bituma? So here is where mina minchu l'malo seems to come from. If you have the whole day ahead of you with a lot of time to bleed, then we're afraid the rest of this whole day ahead of you, perhaps there will still be more adam. But if you only have a little of the day left, and you did a bdika, and it's almost the end of the day, then maybe that's good enough, and we won't be choshes in such a short time as minimin cholamala, that you'll bleed again today. And that's why what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says, he has a phrase here, if I recall correctly, kol shlo hefresh b'tara, again, we call it hefsek tara, the Mishnah calls it hefresh tara, that's the same thing, minimin cholamala reads b'cheskas tmeya. Nope. If you do it before mincha tara, your becheskas tumah, because there's so much time left in the day, we assume you'll bleed again. Only if you do it in the late afternoon, in a mincha lamala, then we trust it. So that is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda.
Isn't this shot of the little poskim? Isn't that exactly machlokas that we saw earlier in the Nachronim? in terms of when we transition to being the Chesed Rodham, the
Correct, but everyone has to admit that at least in some respect, you transfer when you have a Hefsek Tara, because that's what lets you start shipping a Kia. Now, the truth is, I'm making a lot of
It's not circular. It's not like, well, we made her because Hefsek Tara, and then we're going to change actually because Hefsek Tara. It's that. No, she hadn't seen blood for a while, and then maybe we're going to say, so now she can start planning design the game, and then we can start talking about what makes her Chesed Ro or April.
Right. Well, Maisa, I'm going to say that, first of all, I'm going to have you look at the top Tosos in your own time in Daf Samach Tes. Is there a very fundamental difference here between Nida and Zava? And maybe, like, this mission has really got Nida, and Zava has totally different rules. But your only work if a Zava didn't need to have Sektara, which is something that in halachic discourse nowadays, we don't even bring up as a possibility, but I also thought it was a possibility. So Ayin Sham, number one, Ayin, the top Tosos on Chesed and Aleph, does the whole concept of the Hefsek Tara apply to Zava, and maybe that would explain the difference. The other option is just going to be that all those other features are just chumras, but really your Bechetz can say the Roa from the Hefsek Tara. That's going to be the other option. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The Tanakhama says no. On the seventh day, the Tanakhama says, on the seventh day, it's okay, even in the morning. Okay, we're not sure exactly. There's a big machlok to show us. Okay, part of the problem is that what exactly, how many Tanaim are there? There are between 2 and 4 shitas of Tanaim, and exactly what the details of all the shitas are, there's about a gazillion possibilities. You know, it's like the Gross says about everything in Tom Tefillin. Once you start taking out the possibilities, then in the Dover Sof. So I'm not going to go through all the gazillion possibilities. We will just point out that what Tanaim do we have here? First, we have the Tanakhama. He says, Yom Zayin Shachris is good enough. Then we have Rabbi Yehuda. We're not sure if the Tanakhama meant Dafka or not Dafka. Okay, we have Rabbi Yehuda, who says, no, the Inan. In Hamincha Ulamala. And then we have the Chachamim. Say the Chachamim. Afil Bishnayim when he does a Badka Umata Tahora Ubin Shmashalor Fritch Lachman Badka Mazari Chesed Torah. No, says the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Afilu the Yom Sheni Sagi Hefsek Tara. The Shachars. Even Yom Shani in the morning is good enough. What's unclear, even Yom Rishon in the morning is good enough, or maybe Yom Rishon is worse. Right? So that is a whole discussion in the Gemara. There's an interesting conversation about this, that that Rebbe said, I asked Rav Yossi or Shimon when they were on the road, what about the morning, the seventh? They say, okay, what about the sixth? What about the fifth, the fourth, the third, the second? And I didn't ask the first, but I should have asked about the first, because what's the difference? If it's good on the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, it's good on the first also. Here's where Rebbe says, Rebbe thinks the Chacham says, but we're not sure if he's right or not. Right? He said, he's sure everyone, all the Chacham would have said the first day is also okay. Okay, let's put a question mark. Afilu Shachris Yom Rishon Sagi. Okay. Now, the question is how we're going to paskin. It's pretty plastic to everyone, to the best of my knowledge. I think it's pretty plastic too. Yeah. So that's my knowledge, pretty pushing to everyone, that we pass them like the Chacham. Tanakhama maybe meant only the seventh day. We're not sure. Okay, let's assume it meant only the seventh day. It's good enough in the morning, perhaps. The Rabbi Yehuda is very clear in the afternoon. We clearly pass them like the Chacham. But we're not sure, do the Chacham mean what Rebbe says they meant, that every day is okay Shachris, or that every day is okay Shachris, or do they mean
what they say and what they imply, if you redact their lashon, that only from the second day and on. Why? Because the first day, that's really becheskes roa. The first day is more becheskes roa. Only the second day, that's just tosefes dam, and that's not such a cheskes roa. Okay, exactly why the first day is cheskes roa, maybe we'll come back to in a moment. So how do we paskin? So this is not 100% clear. This is a big machlokas. This is a big machlokas. The Rashba, even though he says this is a theoretical psak, and the Tosos Rush and others, Paskin, like Rebbe, the Tosfos and the Rambam and the Ramban, Paskin, like the Chachamim. So here we have a big machlokas in terms of Psak. Right, big machlokas in terms of Psak. I know the Rosh is going to say a better idea, but basically, everyone agrees we're going to pass like the Chachamim. The question just is Rebbe right what the Chachamim say? So the Rashba and the Tosos Rush is on the side of Nida and others. Paskin like Rebbe, the Tosfos and the Rambam and the Ramban. Paskin like the Chachamim, not like Rebbe. So basically, a Hefzik Tara Shachris in the Shachris in any time of day. In days 2 through 7, for sure is okay. Number one is controversial. So let's see how this comes across halacha lemaisa, and let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Shivas Yomim Shazav Sofer Shmashchim Machros Yom Shapaskavo V'Kach Mishpata Im Tirish Shnei Yomim O Shlosha. If she sees 2 or 3 days or more, obviously meaning 2 or more, Upaskim Lirals Bodekas Yom Shapaska K'deishitepsot B'Tara. She has to do a bedika on the second day and on. Second day and on, we know, for sure, Pasuk like the Chachamim, for sure, any time of the day is good enough. And it should be close to Bein HaShmashos. That's because the Rosh says you should always do it in Bein HaShmashos. And they wondered, what did he mean, Bein HaShmashos? Bein HaShmashos, suffering yom, suffering light. Don't you have to do it during the day before the Shemitah starts? And they said, basically, he means close to Bein HaShmashos. That's basically saying minimum cholamala. But what's the point of minimum cholamala? The later, the better. Right? Because they have less time left that you could see in a day, which is becheskes tuma. But how does this make sense? So, the Beis Yosef wonders, where would he get this from? This definitely isn't true. So says the Ramah, v'keinu agin l'chachilu, v'di'evin afilu ba'obad ka'atzim rak shachris u'matza atzim atohor asagi v'kach. So really, even the morning is good enough, because that's a clear psak. Meaning, on Yom Sheni Ve'elach, what's the psak? The psak is very, very clear that Shachris is good enough, because we pass like the Chachamim. There's no room to be mistaken about that. And that's why the Mechaber has to admit to the Ramah. That the Mechaber has to admit to the Ramah that even Shachris is good enough. However, the later the better, depending on just your schedule of your day. Why is that? So Beis Yosef brings, he says it could be because, after all, there's the first day of our Machmer, and therefore, if you're Machmer all the days, zero up to the first day. And the Bach says better. I think the Bach says a nice shot here. The Bach says, you know what, we're Machmer, the Chachilim and Min Kolomala? That is the evet. But lechatchila min hamincha ulamala. But he says sarach bein hashmashos, right? Meaning the later the better. That's what he means by sarach bein hashmashos. Closer to bein hashmashos, the better. Where does this lechatchila come from? Beis Yosef wonders. It comes from a rush. Beis Yosef wonders. Where does this lechatchila come from? In the Rush, and there are many opinions. There are at least 3 opinions in the Achronim. Why?
Said the Beis Yosef, Gzeira Otu Yom Rishon. Okay, could be. Said the Grahir, Lehachmir, Lishkitas Rabbi Yehuda. After all, we're not like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda without people. That's a chidish that we're not like Tana Rabbi Yehuda like the Chasiba. I think the simplest shot is the Bach. Said the Bach, he said, look at the Lashon of Mishnah. If a woman didn't do Minimin Cholamala, did Shachris. It sounds like regular women did Minimin Cholamala, according to all Tana. It sounds like Tana didn't argue what regular Jewish women did. They used to argue what would be if you did something unusual. But they only did the usual case. Why? Because maybe everyone, even the Chacharim, say Mechatzchiba is better than Minimin Cholamala. Says, L'kulei Alma. Lichatchila taseh min hamincha ulamala. I just think the Bach is very meduyik in the Mishnah.
Says the Mishnah, neither shabbat ka'atzon yom shir shachris ubein hashmata Torah ubein hashmashos lo hifrisha.
Sounds like even according to the Chachamim, it's weird that being a shmashos she didn't do it. So that's the. I have to be partial. There are three explanations why the Chachamim were machir. Either way, Mamaisa and Chachamim were machir.
However, before we even continue, what's the nafkamina of the fact that it's only Lechachila? Let's say it's the winter, right? These things are all very old, because they're very different in the winter and the summer, right? In the summer, Shkia's at 7 p.m.
Okay, yeah, I assume your normal schedule.
Sitting in your home, you're and not necessarily relaxed, depends how many kids you have. When you're relaxed at 7 p.m., but you're buying one of your own time, etc. What about the winter when the shkia is 4:30 or 5 o'clock? You're at work, you're in school, etc. Or what if, whatever weird circumstances. So what should you do? So a good etza would be do a hefsek tara in the morning, do a hefsek tara in the morning,
and then if you don't make it to do a hefsek tara in the afternoon, you have what to be sumach on b'diavad.
Meaning, if it's the winter and life might get busy and it might get complicated depending on what your lifestyle is, what kind of job you have, etc.
You know, but if you work from home, you know, on your own computer, your own time, then it's not a problem. But it's a good eitzah in the winter to do a hefsek tara in the morning and assume you're clean in the morning. If you're not, you're clean in the morning, then you know, see what happens the rest of the day. But if you're clean in the morning, then lechatchila, do it when the Shulchan Aruch says, but the diavad, if it doesn't work out, then you can rely on the morning. And my resort where I will it is that if you're super stressed in the afternoon, everyone has different stress levels. The problem is if a woman is very stressed, a man also. If I'm very stressed, what do? I tense up my muscles, right? That's why we all do that when we're stressed, right? You grind your teeth at night if you're stressed, right? Or during the day, because you're tensing up your muscles. If a woman tenses up her muscles, also walk home, then it's going to be very hard to do a bedika. And if she does a bedika, it's going to be very, very likely to cause, perhaps, if her skin is a little sensitive, to cause a machra, to cause blood, and to cause more trouble than advantage. And therefore, if some people are always capable of being very calm and seder, if you're very stressed, better to rely on the evidence of the morning bedika than to ask for problems, to make problems with the afternoon bedika. So if you do a morning bedika, then if you don't have time in the afternoon, you can be able to take a. And if you're too stressed in the afternoon and it's not worth it, you can be yotzei in the morning b'diavad. Okay. Technically, the postings say, sorry, I don't have chapter and verse for this. You could still find it in Badi. Shachris is also lav dafka. It can also be the night before. What's an afkamina? Let's say a woman, we know lots of women and men like this, is very forgetful and procrastinating. She calls the rabbi, Rabbi, I just did my hefsek tara. It's 10 minutes after shkia. Is that good? No, sorry, it's not good. It's too late. Try again tomorrow. I just did my hefsek tara 10 minutes after shkia. Is that good? The answer is no, but yesterday's hefsek tara can count for today. Because shachris is lav davka. It just means any time before minimin kolamala. So yesterday night is before minimin kolamala, and you can count that video of it.
That maybe it was really the day before living the birthday, but I can't then you'll count it because she hasn't been to catch the machine.
No, because then you would still be okay. She'd still start counting today. You'd be in the exact same boat. then today would be the first day, because you didn't count yesterday, and you'd be exactly in the same boat.
This may be my vision, you can stress this back.
Only non-Shvi D'Evit, any time before minimal allowance. Yeah, obviously the night before is more Shvi D'Evit than this morning.
Meaning that it is more Shvi D'Evit than the morning.
Yes, but the D'Evit, she can be able to even the night before.
And a similar question, would we really be against one? It's much easier in her life to do it late at night versus early in the morning. Would we really be against that?
Right, and as that Lushat Chila fallback position, I don't know if I'd go that far. I would say no. Do it in the morning. You know, the limit to how much you want to stretch. Kachner let me decide to, but I'm not sure. Kachner, that's what I would say if someone asked me. Okay, now to the third madrega. What's the third madrega? The third madrega is lachachmer lachachila. Lachachila means that we are passing it's lachachila. There's passing lachachila, and then there is lachachmer lachachila. What's the difference? The main difference is just how much of a reason do you need to rely to not do it, right? If it's a real chachila, then you only need to go for a very, very strong reason. If it's only a chachila chachila, you're making even for a small reason. The other nafkamina is like, what if someone doesn't want to do it? If someone doesn't want to do the chachila, then they're doing something against the halacha. If someone doesn't want to do a chachila, they're not going against the halacha. They're just not being, you know, they're just not being excellent in Avodas Hashem. So what does he say? Olam, this is from a Rashba. Olam yilamid adam, again, besoch beiso. A person should always teach his wife. What do you mean always? Always means, lashon of olam, doesn't mean always as opposed to only on Mondays. It means like it's not a halachic obligation, but it's a good thing to do. The olam yilamid adam lahachil lachachila, add the parentheses to explain. Shevodek as Yom HaPsed Karasa v'moch dochot sheisham kol bin hashmasho shuzubadigim otsiyem edei kol safek. The Rashi invented something called a moch dochot. Where did this invention come from? Not everyone holds. By the way, you should know the Chazan Ish. I don't mean halacha l'maisa, but me'ikra din, he doesn't hold a moch dochot. He still admitted it was a minhag. It comes from... What?
What does it mean?
We don't know what he means. But, okay. What that means is, again, this whole the Minishitas, he thinks that the Chachamim hold that even the second day Shachris is good enough, but the first day, even when a Mincha L'mal is good enough, and even Moch Dochot isn't good enough. He thinks that on the first day, even a Moch Dochot is not good enough.
You can't do the first
day. Yeah, which is a big chiddush. Which then, again, is more theoretical, because then all of us is what Tana is supposed to do. So the answer is that's only for Anita. So, if you're Anita, you don't need to be the TM. If not, okay. Forget I said it, because it's getting complicated.
They could have said it in the Rambam and rejected it.
Correct. And the Chazon Ish said it anyway. Exactly. Okay, so what did they say to Rabbi Yehuda? They said to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabosai, they said, Ilmale Yodel Beineha Kol Beina Shmashos. What about Chum basically say to Rabbi Yehuda? They said, what's your minimum Cholomalo? That's Shtos. Why? Why is minimum Cholomalo different from Shachris? Minimum Cholomalo, there's 2.5 hours left in the day. Even if there's 2 minutes left in the day. Either way, there's time left in the day. If you're going to be Matar minimum Cholomalo when there's time left in the day, then we can be Matar Shachris when there's time left in the day. It makes no difference. You know when we would have respected your position? Not agreed, but at least respected it. If you had said she has to keep her finger in her eye, which is a polite way of saying her finger, but osamaka. She has to keep her hand, but osamaka, the whole thing of shmashos, which is obviously impossible. Then that would have been a logical shita, at least. If you would say she has to put her finger, but osamaka, the whole thing of shmashos, then that would make sense. Because then the exact moment when today ended and tomorrow started, she was doing a bedika, and since that exact moment she was doing a bedika, she proved she was with Hesed's power. There was no more time left for the tummy day to make more tuma, and she started the day to power up. That would make sense, but since that's impossible, we don't think Benjamin Cholomala
is worth anything. What comes out of this? That the theoretical best time to do a hefsek tara is during all of the Ashmashos, because then you catch the exact moment that today ends and tomorrow begins. But it's impossible. Comes up, the Rashba has, and Einfall has a, how do you say that in English? Has a clever idea, right? Now, it's a little funny, of course. What's the biggest catch on clever idea of the Rashba? If it was such a clever idea, how come the Gemara didn't think of it, right? Okay, so even saying maybe the Gemara didn't think of it, they just didn't think it was necessary. All right. But in sense, Rashba, you can have your dabbing now called Bein HaShmashos. How? Moch Dachok, if you take a cloth and you pack it in to Oso Makom, the whole Bein HaShmashos, then you're doing a legal whole Bein HaShmashos. Because it's full of cloth, the whole Bein HaShmashos, which is checking the whole Bein HaShmashos, a constant diga for blood. And then you take it out, and if it's clean, you're good. So the Rashba says, therefore, it's nice to do this. Where does this come from, that it's nice to do this? Look, after all, that's not the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, it's not the Sheet of the Chachamim. It's just a Chomer B'Alma. It's a Chomer B'Alma that you do a Moch Dachok because the Gemara Tanur mentioned it as a theoretical best practice. So, as a Chomer L'Chatzchila, and again, what do I mean by Chomer L'Chatzchila? I want to be clear. By Chomer L'Chatzchila, I mean a Chomer of some people. I mean a Chomer of the Shomer, a Chomer of all Jews. That all Jews hold that L'Chatzchila, this is a proper Chomer to do. A Chomer L'Chatzchila, but only as a Chomer, not as a Din. Is Moch Dachok based on? Why? It clearly can't come from the Gemara. No, it's just a Chumra based on one line in the Gemara, technically in the Mishnah. Okay, it's just a Chumra. It's a Chumra doing Moch Dachok. Okay, we'll see perhaps a little further. As he says, this B'dik is Motziah Mishkol something. There's no suffering now whatsoever. Just since she now did a dika at the moment one day starts, stopped, and the next day started. Therefore, she knows she was tahora at the moment this day ended. There was no more tameh day to make us question it. And the next day started the tahora, and it was a tahor day. Nowadays, our minhag is to do a moch dachok, like it says, before we get to sif beis. Our minhag is to do a moch dachok, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch. However, here's the tricky part. We don't really do what the Rashba said. The Rashba is in Yechidish. If you put a cloth and you fill up the Oso Makom for the whole Bein HaShmashos, that counts as if you were doing a dika with your finger the whole Bein HaShmashos. And that's a Chiddush, because after all, a finger is different than a cloth. Okay. Nowadays, our minhag is to do a moch dachok, but it's a very questionable minhag. Because what do we do nowadays? We put one bedikah cloth. If anyone's ever seen a bedikah cloth, it's mamish. It's like straight out of Maseches Tara or something, right? Gimel, it's baos, very thin. Bedikah cloths are very small pieces of cloth. We put a bedikah cloth in and leave it there for the whole Bein HaShmashos. That's how we do a moch dachok. It doesn't seem to be this exactly what the Rashba meant. Because it's not dachok filling up the most cloth you could possibly put in, right? He made it sound like, no, moch dachok, you stick in a lot of cloth so that it covers all the cracks and crevices. It's hard to imagine that tiny little piece of cloth left by itself checks all the cracks and crevices, right? So nowadays we have the minhag, we don't do exactly what the Rashba says, we just do one bedikah cloth. And it's a little questionable whether that's really what the Rashba meant. But since it's a Chomer B'Alma, we go by the Minhag. A Chomer B'Alma is only based on Minhag. How do you know you have to do Chomer B'Alma? I mean, you can personally decide to do whatever you want. How do you know which Chomers you have to do? The answer is whatever's the Minhag to do. If it's a Minhag to do a certain Chomer, then you have to do it. And therefore, our Minhag is to do it with one Bedikah cloth, even though it doesn't sound like that's what the Rashba meant. Right, his Lashon was not that way. I don't know, I don't remember the Lashon of the Rashba. So it's a little... wherever it is. The... Vili Yikra Dibre Raspa. Okay, correct. But Moch Donk. Okay. It's okay. Anyway, it's okay. Maybe that's what the Rashman likes, and that's what we do. Our minigs are doing Moch Donk. And even though it's not all the cracks and crevices, we do it anyway. Why is it important for me to be cynical here and tell you that the way we do a Moch Dochok is not really the equivalent of Yodal Be'nechol Be'nishmachos? Because you have to have Sektara beside the Moch Dochok. It's not enough to only do the Moch Dochok. Why is it not enough to only do the Moch Dochok? Because it's not in all the Korinu Stokin. It doesn't go in all the cracks and crevices. Because when you do a proper bedika, she uses her finger and she moves into all the cracks and crevices. When she doesn't walk the hook, she doesn't put in all the cracks and crevices. And therefore, Lemaisa, okay, I don't know what the Rashi meant. Sorry. Lemaisa, we do a hefsek tara and a mok the hook. We do a hefsek tara to make sure we get all the cracks and crevices. And then we do a mok the hook because the chomer will have to be locked.
Even if one were not to be locked for this, would there be anything to be said about doing a hefsek tara about like a minute before Shkia and a minute before Tzitz?
No, I don't think so. Because the whole, I hear the Svara, but you know, I'm not going to invent new. You could say, but no, I'm not going to invent new. So I've never heard of doing that. Now, Lemaisa, since Hefsek Tara is a Chomra, therefore a few Nafkaminas. Number one is we'll go again to the Bade Shulchan. The Bade Shulchan makes a lot of sense based on our Moshe. I'm not going to get into astronomy here, but how long has been a Shmashos? Says the Badei Shulchan, as long as till Shabbos ends. Then a Shmosh is till Shabbos ends. Right, you know, however many minutes, you know, and the Masorah in America for Moshe Feinstein matches the, I mean coincidentally, historically coincidentally, you know, maybe not spiritually coincidentally, the Masorah Eretz Yisrael from Rav Tukhachinsky. Is when the sun is 8.5 degrees below the horizon, which works out to about, 30 to 35 minutes in Eretz Yisrael, around 40 minutes, 35 to 40 minutes in New York. So, Beinu Shmosos is like you keep Beinu Shmosos on Motzei Shabbos. However, I don't think we should go that far. This gets into a whole machlokas, haposkim. Exactly why do we keep that measure for Beinu Shmosos? Without getting into it, Lemaisa, we assume that that's just a chumra that Beinu Shmashos, that the Ikra did Beinu Shmashos is much shorter. You see three stars much sooner than that. And Lemaisa, it is certainly, even Lechachila, there's no need to do it for longer than the Beinu Shmashos that we wait for in Minhag of most places in Eretz Yisrael and the Minhag of Rav Shechter and the Wadi Beis Medrash till Davening Maariv, which is when the sun around 24 minutes in New York, around 20 minutes in Eretz Yisrael when the sun is 5.95 degrees below the horizon. That's good enough. 20 to 25 minutes, depending if you're in New York and you have to work out all the math or look on your luach. You know, that's good enough for us to wait for Maariv and why this matters. That was our minhag and most tools in Eretz. That's the minhag. That's certainly good enough. If it's uncomfortable for a woman to wear it that long, then Beinu Shmashos Legra, 13 and a half minutes is good enough. So you don't have to have such a long Beinu Shmashos. Even in the most lechatchila, I don't think there's any reason to have more than 25 minutes. And if 25 minutes is uncomfortable, do 13 and a half minutes. The other nafkamina of it being just a chumra is that just a chumra means that all else being equal, but if there's a small reason not to, then you don't have to. So if there's a small reason not to, then you don't have to. What would be an example of a small reason not to? The uncommon reason is because, let's say she has a technical problem. It's a big machlokas haposkim, whether you're allowed to walk outside in Rosh Hashanah with a Moch Dochok on Friday night, or on Motzei Shabbos for that matter. And there are those who are making of this. The mainstream halacha is to be machmir. Okay, so some of us, you know, don't have the minhag of the Moloch of Hotzah in modern day Jewish cities. There's Shul, there's an Erev everywhere, etc. But let's say you're someplace without an Erev, or you're not Somech on Erevin. Then let's say she has to walk someplace. Okay, all right, fine. Anyway, Kitzer, let's say you have to walk someplace through Rosh Hashanah and you have to go someplace, and that's, you know, you can't go later, you can't go earlier, that's the time you need to go, then you cannot do a Moch Dochok.
and better to not do the mozdachot than to have a possible chilul Shabbos. So if you work earlier or later, great. But if you can't, then certainly better enough to chumras than to have chilul Shabbos, or even a chance of chilul Shabbos, if you're someplace without an eruv.
You want to learn to wear a tampon on Shabbos? Do they do the same thing?
Again, we're not doing chilul Shabbos, but kitzer, you're allowed to wear any type of feminine hygiene product, if it's to make your body more comfortable. So when women have their period, they're wearing all these various things, or even when they don't have their period, they're usually doing it to make their body more comfortable. If it's to make your body comfortable, that's a mind lotion, is of course mutter, even if, I mean, just like our clothing. You know, some of our clothing is not to look nice to other people, it's just to make our body more comfortable. Then that's for sure okay. If it's only to protect your clothing, or for halachic reasons, then it's not so pasha, and we're machmir. So that's why tampon is not a problem, and pads, etc., are not a problem. It's just a mochdoch that would be a problem. Anyway, but the main reason is because sometimes women can be very irritated by mochdoch. Some women are very sensitive, and leaving a mochdochuk in for so long will irritate their skin, it will be painful, and or cause scratches which cause blood, which makes shilas unnecessarily to them. It's not maka, but have you proved it's not maka, and you get into everything we discuss. Hingsim and Kuf Bei Zayin, which is very, very complex. And therefore, if it's going to be painful for a woman, or it's going to cause not maka for a woman, then that's a reason not to do the chumra and not to do the mochdochuk.
How many times do I recommend a person trying, like, before seeing that's irritating? The first time, and then she never does mochdochuk the rest of her life?
Every case is a little different. Mine is sort of very willing to be very makeful on mochdochuk, because it's just the chumra of Yalla. Very makeful on mochdochuk. And you know, if a woman tries it once, and you know, I think there also has to be a little leeway for a woman to make her own decisions here. But if she tries it once, if it's really, really hard for her, then, you know, I would say, you know, don't try it again, at least, you know, for a while till something changes. Maybe after having a baby, it'll be easier. Maybe after being married for a while, it'll be easier, you know. But certainly, you know, don't try it again for a few months. And if you try it again, it's still painful, then, you know, probably just forget about it. Most women have no problem with, I don't mean 90% of women have a problem. Most women have no problem whatsoever with the mochdochot. Just for those few women who do, it's important to know it's a chumra b'yalma. You don't have to have pressure. Even a l'chachil of gomer, you don't have to do if it's a shasat chak. But a chumra b'yalma, even if it's only a small shasat chak, for sure you don't have to do. And therefore, a woman should not do a mochdochot if it's going to be difficult for her or if it's going to cause scratching. Many posts can also suggest that right after having a baby, a woman should do a mochdochot at least the first time. Because it would very likely cause bleeding from the wound of the childbirth. Basically, anytime there's a decent chance it might cause blood from a wound, it's not worth it. And one shouldn't do it. So one can be makel easily on mochdachuk. I don't mean most women shouldn't do a mochdachuk. No, we keep the chomer and the shomer. Most women do, because most women have no problem whatsoever of any type. But if you're in the minority of women who have some problem, then you should be very easy to be making on mochdachuk if there is, you're in the minority who have a problem with it.
How should you say straight up?
What?
A kala, should you even try?
A kala, it's a little hard to do a mochdachuk if there's really a big basulim, etc. So sometimes a kala, if they use tampons for many years, really, you know, it's easier. But I don't, you know, I think, you know, if a kala, you know, I would say like this, if a kala has, you know, does not do bedikos easily, then she probably shouldn't try mochdachuk, because with the basulim, it's very hard, even to do bedikos is very hard with the basulim. And that's probably a lot of kalas. So for a lot of kalas, I'd be mako, but again, I don't believe in this, you know. I think it called Mikrelli before, you know, and I would say if a kala has trouble doing bedikos, because of the basulim, then she shouldn't do a mochdachuk, but which might be a lot of them, maybe most of them. But in general, I think it's easy to be mako, but that doesn't mean across the board. We do what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, unless it's a little difficult.
or a little, either a little difficult because it's painful, or a little difficult because it's not painful at all, but it's strong likelihood of drawing blood, which would just make more halachic problems than it solves. Okay, that is all I have to say for now. All right, Willing is another big kula, where he says, he doesn't believe in two mochdochoks, you know, in the same cycle. Meaning, if a woman does a mochdochok and starts shooting the kiyam, and then, you know, find blood or shooting the kiyam, she doesn't have to do mochdochok again. You know, perhaps for halach, you know, he thinks that see the halach issues later, but he thinks it might be too hard to do twice at once, it might be too irritating, etc. Okay, that might also become a krelli gufo. Maybe some women don't mind at all, etc.
He was saying the same thing, she did a roach, and it came out problematic, so just like also, you know, again, if one did nothing.
I'm not sure. Again, that's not the standard shock. And you know, it's definitely, you know, if it's even a little difficult, I think one can adopt that kula.
What's the case of doing it twice?
Like she does a mokdach, starts shivin kiyam, and then find blood during shivin kiyam and has to start again.
That same day, or the next day.
The next day, 2 days, 3 days, whenever it is, you know, then she has to do another hefsek.
Cycle one more.
Yeah. Okay. That's a big kula. Which, okay, if you know. I don't know that everyone needs that kula, but you know, it's definitely if someone wants to. Okay, I'm going to skip the Rama for now and go on to Sif Beis. Rasa yom echad bilvad. What if it's only the first day? She only sees for one day. That already is maybe not enough focus on that. Within the chacham, maybe. Did the Chachamim mean what Rebbe said he's sure they meant, in which case obviously we'll pass him like him, or did Rebbe make this up, the Chacham really didn't mean it, in which case we'll pass him like the Rasha. We for sure pass like Chachamim, more the Rasha. The question is, did they mean what Rebbe thinks they meant, but he never asked them, or do they not mean what Rebbe thinks they meant?
So that is a machlok to be shown him, says the Shulchan Aruch, Rasha yom echad bilvad paska bo bayom, tzricha livdok atu mokdachok, sheheisham kol bin hashmashos. She needs a mokdachok. Let's continue a little. Again, Samach ben Ashmashos always means ben Amincha L'mala. Why do they say Samach ben Ashmashos? To hint that in addition to ben Amincha L'mala, the later the better. Good enough, b'di'eved, ben Amincha L'mala. Avo b'dika shachris lo mahani, ho v'lo rasa rak yom echad.
But b'dika shachris is not good enough if she only saw one day, even b'di'eved. So basically, if it's Yom Rishon, everything moves up, everything shifts one level, right? So if it's Yom Rishon, then Shachris is Pasol Atiklu B'Yavet. Nope, the morning doesn't work at all. If she had a one-day period, the morning doesn't work at all. B'Yavet, Lekat Chila, he needs a mokdachok, meaning not lekatchila as a wa'olam kumr lekatchila, as a real lekatchila, as a halachic lekatchila mokdachok, and bidi eved sagi min hamincha ulemala. Why bidi eved sagi min hamincha ulemala? Because, what do we pasken? What's the reason? Because we pasken like the Rambam, etc., that Chachamim don't agree with Rebbe. Our Rebbe says, I'm sure if I had asked the Chachamim, they would have said it was mutter. Okay, it's very nice that Rebbe thinks so. But he didn't ask them and they didn't say it, and we assume Rebbe's wrong. So we pass like the Rambam, that Rebbe's wrong, that Chachamim only machmir, only made it on the second day. On the first day, they were machmir, so the first day for Chachamim. Why lechatchila do we need a... why lechatchila do we need a mochdachok? Because
What did the Chachamim say? Even on the second day, Heftek Taran Shachris is good enough. What about the first day? What did the Chacham hold about the first day? It's not clear what they hold about the first day. Right? Not clear what they hold about the first day. So, within the Chachamim, if Chachamim are not like Rebbe, what is the din on the first day? It's not clear. The second day shot is good enough. The first day not. Therefore, what? Obviously, the simple shot is go back to the discussion of the Mishnah, the default minimum kulamala. And that's what Tosos and others say. Min ha-mincha kulamala. However, the Rambam says, nope. Lo mahani. Doesn't work on the first day. You can't do a Hefzikar on the first day. Oh, what do you mean you can't do a Hefzikar on the first day? So, says the, here's where the Chananish disagrees, but says the Beis Yosef, he says, Ela im tase moch dochuk. Aha, so within the Chachamim, if they're not like Rebbe, and we pass the Mechover, they're not like Rebbe, you kishakri doesn't work. Well, it does work. So Tosos and others say minimum kulamala, and the Rambam says nothing works. Nothing works unless you go moch dochuk. So that's why lechatchila you need a moch dochuk lehachmir l'shitas haRambam that you need a moch dochuk lechatchila. However, b'di'eved we paskin like the Rambam and Tzedekham don't agree with Rashi, but like Tosfos, etc., that min ha-mincha ulemala suffices. So Biggie Abed, we pass like the middle sheet, but basically there's three sheetas in the Chachamim. The middle sheet are like Rebbe, even Shachar is good enough the first day. No, we don't hold like that. The middle sheet is no, Shachar is not good enough, you need the mincha ulemala. That's how we pass it in the Abed. Most machmir shita is no, even a mincha ulamala is not good enough. The only way to do it is you have dal now called the shmash is moch dochuk, and that's how we pass in the chachila. So therefore, if she only had a one day period, we'd be much more machmir, and we would be much more machmir, and we would say the moch dochuk is lachachila gomer, and the moch dochuk is lachachila, and even with the evan, you need a mincha ulamala.
Yes. What do you want me to tell you? The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
All basically is just saying is that the Rambam holds nearly the Rambam layout of Rishon all which live up to the Mishmashas.
Ah,
the Mishmashas must be for
I think
not a whole Mochtach.
One second, let's find the Rambam. Well, her Rambam pasuk etc. Okay, that's true. I mean, you're right. He wants to take the Rambam as being a little lopped off, right?
He just says Yom Sheni is just the completion of the Chacham. That doesn't mean that he actually holds.
Okay, but I was reading based on the Shmashos a little differently, but maybe you are.
The Aruch HaShulchan reads that point when Rebbe's reading.
Means Beis Yosef?
Yeah.
Question is, what did Beis Yosef mean by Bein HaShmashos? Does he mean Karav Bein HaShmashos, Bein HaShmashos, or do you mean Bein HaShmashos Mamish? I was reading it as Bein HaShmashos Mamish, meaning Moch Dachuk.
I was reading it.
You were reading it as Bein HaShmashos like the Rush, which means Samach of Bein HaShmashos.
I don't think you could like Rebbe. How did the Shulchan Aruch get it? I mean, where did he get it from?
No, that's just Chumrah from
No, but he doesn't think it's a chumra. He thinks it's his hachra l'chachila. I mean, it's not just a chumra for no reason. What does it mean l'chachila? It's not just a chumra for no reason. That l'chachila bar choshesh for a shita. So unless he thinks maybe the Rambam doesn't hold up, but the Ramban does.
Right. No, because then the basis has a whole paragraph.
That's the next paragraph, right?
Beforehand.
Right. The question is that going back on what he said beforehand or not? Okay. The answer is we're not sure, right? I think we can say with honesty that we're not 100% sure what the Beis Yosef meant. Okay, so, but I do like to lean towards saying that maybe it's the reason you're passing this way of the Chachila is based on the Rambam.
The Gra says,
It's also that sheet of the Rambam, right? The Gra also says that sheet of the Rambam. That's what he says. Dasa Rambam Nirek is very shown, and the Rambam really sounds like you would need a mochdachuk. Yeah, he's convinced that this is sheet of the Rambam. Okay, what the Yosef made, I'm not sure, but at least quite possibly the sheet of the Rambam.
I suppose Jesse's question, I guess, to close the niche. What would one accomplish more with a bidika on morning of day two than a mochdachuk on day one? You're taking it out after two.
The answer is
because there's something, I don't want to say magical, I mean formal. There's something formally halakhically relevant about the day as a unit.
And you're in the next
and day two, the day started the Chezkas Toma. You assume you're bleeding into the beginning of day two. And therefore, since you assume you're bleeding at the beginning of day two, even though you do a half second chapter of day two, since you assume you're bleeding until then, you might continue. If you do a mochadach at the end of day one, then you've proven when day one ended, you weren't bleeding. And there's no more time to bleed. And day two started off not bleeding. And once it started off not bleeding, it's because it's not bleeding the whole day two.
Right, that's good. You know? You think if it's the only thing that the mochadach after it takes day two.
I didn't see what you're saying. Saying if the Rambam admits shakas of day two is good enough, then why does he think?
So I'm saying
We're not saying that mochdachuk of day one is not good enough.
No, Chazanishim saying
that. Sorry, I did not understand. Now I understand what you're saying. Yeah, the truth is that I'm not going to do justice well enough. So, you know, he somehow thinks that, no, during day one, the Chezkas Roa is so strong. But, okay, we'll have to look it up inside. Okay, Viter. Anyway, I said I shouldn't have mentioned that. Now you proved me right. Anyway, Viter, one second. Now, here we get into a bit of some small unit here. Or not so small unit. There's a big chumrah that the Chavos Das and the Sidrei Tara say, which is against the Mechaber Legamri. The Chavos Das and the Sidrei Tara say, any day you bleed counts as day one. We only invite day two if you bled yesterday and didn't notice anything today. That's why day two is more day two. But any day you bleed counts as day one. That's a big fish. That's a big chumra. Any day you bleed counts as day one. You understand why? If you bled today, then it's a very chumra day. But it doesn't seem to be shot in the Mishnah. It doesn't seem to be. It's certainly not shot in the Rishonim. So there is this chumra that Chavos Das and Sidrei Tara. They say any day you bleed counts as day one, which then just, you know, causes someone to want to be a little more machmir in Minchas Lamala. Any day you bleed counts as day one. Then maybe you should be more machmir in the Minchas Lamala. Any day you bleed. We don't hold like that. The Mechaber are clearly not that way. The Mechaber is very clear. You only have day one if Rasa Yom Echad Bilvad. If you bleed for 2 days, the second day is day two. So that clearly against Shad of the Rishonim. It's against the Mechaber, against the Ramah. The Chazanish says we're not choshish for that. It's just a nice svara. But it's against all the Poskim. There's a Tosos who sounds like that. But still, that's not enough to answer all the Poskim. And it's always hard to tell because that wasn't his main topic. They point out, after all, we have Chumrah Darbei Zeira. How do you know me? What you call day two is really day one, and day one was something else.
But the Indian is, clearly we're Masorah not to be choshesh. So there is this big chumrah.
Chavos Das and Sidri Tara say, any, if you bleed for 3 days, they're all day one. But we don't paskin like that. That's against the Chavar, it's against the Ramah, it's against most poskin. We do not paskin like that chumrah, the Chavos Das. All the Achronim are against it. We don't paskin like that chumrah, the Chavos Das. And the Sidri Tara. What's the other thing? One more thing I wanted to mention is the Shachs of Katanvav. Says the Shachs of Katanvav, very important. Oh, two things I want to mention. Rakim Echem Ayonah Pesach, because of a Sefer Madani Melech, that is the Divrei Chamudos and the, what's it called? Divrei Chamudos and Madani Yom Tov on the bottom of the Rush. It used to be called Sefer Madani Melech. We mentioned this once before, didn't we? And then for reasons that nobody knows, he changed it. But reasons that sound interesting that nobody knows. Anyway, what does he say? Says the Shach, before the first half, the end of the Shach. Ra kesem efshel lahakel bein me'asfira bein betchila. If it's just a kesem, then you can be mekel. If it's just a kesem, you can be mekel. You don't have to worry about the first day. Why? If it's just a kesem, do you not have to worry about the first day? L'chor, since kesem is only drabban, never so much on the many Mishonim who say that we passed him that Rebbe was right. So, for a kesem, but Yom Rishon shall kesem, then we can be mekel.
Mekel for what?
Simple thought is, we can be mekel to treat it like Yom Sheni. He doesn't say. There are two differences. One is l'chatchila, the other is b'dyeva. L'chora, the simple shot is across the board. Yom Rishon shel Yom Sheni is k'mo Yom Sheni shel Re'iyah. That's the chiddush of the shach.
It doesn't mean you don't need a moch.
What?
What do you mean you don't need a moch?
It would mean you don't need a moch l'chachil, only as a chora.
So if you only had a kesem, then we'd be more makel even on Yom Rishon. No, because he doesn't say Yom Sheni, the kesem is more makel than Yom Sheni of Re'iya. Okay, the other thing I want to mention at the beginning of the Shach, says the Shach,
we have a minhag, you might recall, okay, all the Achronim call all kinds of exceptions to this minhag, they're all weird cases where this minhag doesn't apply. But you know our minhag later in this, if you're married, you know that you don't have Zikar before day five anyway, right? We know five and seven, our minhag Ashkenaz, Sfardim, don't do a hefsek before day four of the period, and Ashkenazim don't do a hefsek until day five of the period at the earliest, even if she's clean. So why is the Machnaber mentioning,
or you can ask a little better because there are more exceptions, why did the poskim mention the din of doing hefsek tower day one
if our minig is that you have to wait 4 or 5 days to do a, let's say Ashkenazim, you have to wait 5 days to do a hefsek tower anyway, so why don't you have a discussion of hefsek tower day one? What's a case of Hefsek Tara on day one if you have to wait 5 days anyway? So, says the Shach, you have to wait 5 days from becoming a Nida. How can you have day one that's 5 days from becoming a Nida? If she became a Nida, she got her period, she did a Hefsek Tara, she counted a few of the Nikiyam, and then bled again. Now it's day one of her new bleeding, which is not absurd to the old bleeding. But if she's already counted for 5 days of being a Nida, then she can do a Hefsek Tara on day one. So says the Shach, the only practical case of doing a Hefsek Tara on day one is if she bled in the middle of Shiva Nikiyam. She bled in the middle of Shiva Nikiyam, that's a day one.
I mean, when do you ever have this chumrah of day one? If she bleeds in the middle of Shiva Nikiyam.
Isn't that the word against the Lord?
Hold the thought. So here you get a few machlokos.
When do we have this chumra of day one? What's the chumra of day one? That it's al-chadachil, gomer, al-chadachil, lomok, and even the evidence must be minimal mal or else you're dead.
So, what if you're so sure on the first day of Shiva Nikiyam? So, the Shevet a lady here, and most folks can say, if you're so sure on the first day of Shiva Nikiyam, that doesn't count as a new Re'iyah.
because every day's been bloody until now. And therefore, that doesn't count as Yom Kippur.
If your soap is second day of Shemini Kiyan, or third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, then that counts as Yom Rishon, because you had a clean day in between, and now it's a new Riyah. But until you have a clean day in between, it's not a new Riyah, it doesn't count as Yom Rishon. So the Shevet HaLevi, all this controversial, the Shevet HaLevi, and how about we talk about Stira during Shemini Kiyan? How about Yom Aleph, Shel Shemini Kiyan? Says the Shevet HaLevi and others. Doesn't count as Yom Rishon. Because it's a continuation of the old Riyah. Is a Hemshech Riyah. Okay, what about in Yom Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zion of Shemini Kiyan? What about Yom Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav Zayin of Shemini Kiyan? So here, what are the normal cases that we have? It's exceedingly rare that on Yom Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav Zayin of Shemini Kiyan, a woman's going to get another period. It's possible. That's very unusual. What's the more usual case? The more usual case, either she'll find a kesem. Okay, if we eat a kesem, we know we don't consider it. We don't put the chomers in Yom Rishon. That's a chak. Or she'll find a dot in the bedikah cloth. So here, Rav Avadya says in the Taras Havayis, it's volume 2, page 288. Volume 2, page 288. That a spot on the bedikah cloth, you can apply the Shach's Kul of Kesem. When there's a spot on the bedikah cloth, you can apply the Kul of Kesem because it's only a chashash of a hargasha. We're not sure if there's a hargasha. And because it's only a tiny amount, and we don't necessarily think it'll continue, such small amounts often don't continue. Therefore, Avadya has a big kula, a spot in the bedikah cloth counts like a kesem, and we apply the shatz kula that it's not considered Yom Rishon. Right? Lily Paskin's that way, which is where he basically comes out that you're never going to have a case of Yom Rishon. Because you know, if it's just continued bleeding heavily, then you're probably going to continue bleeding heavily without, and you know, clean days in a row, and then it's just a hemshech ha'riyah. And if you just find a little drop during Shemini Kiyan, then possibly like Rav Avadya, that's considered a like a kesem le'inyan zeh, because it's not something that continues a lot, then because it's not a vada riyah. So how about tipas dam al etika. So says the Taras Havayis. It's like a kesem. So basically, right, Willing is very mikel. He says that if you hold like the Shevet HaLevi, you hold like Rav Avadya, then you're basically never going to get a case of a chiyuv gavur of. And never, except for very, very rare, uncommon circumstances, a case of the gomer of mochtapok. Again, question is, how are you ever going to have Yom Rishon? Can't a woman have a period for one day and then doesn't have to tara? Because our minhag is that she has to wait 4 or 5 days for Ashkenazim, 5 days for hepsiktara. So, what's the case of Yom Rishon? Well, she believes in the middle of Shemini Kiyan. Well, if she believes the first day of Shemini Kiyan, that's generally says it's a hemshech. That's not Yom Rishon. No, she believed in the later days of Shemini Kiyan. She believed in the later days of Shemini Kiyan. What's going to happen? You find Kesem? Shach says by Kesem, we don't have the Chomer of Yom Rishon. She finds the drop. She leads Mamish, like starts her period again. That never happens. Never happens. Very, very rare. She finds a drop in the deep cloth. If she finds a drop in the deep cloth, then Mary Williams making like her Avadya, but that's within the cool of Kesem, and you don't have to treat it as Yom Rishon. Yes, but it's still like a call for the wedding generally doesn't have to get getting a period. No one's period lasts one day. It's pretty rare. Mm-hmm. Right?
Do we say certain birth controls can make a period to one drop?
Perhaps you can have a very, very short period in some cases. Yes, but you know, since we're Ashkenazi, we have 45 days anyway.
And except for, that's very,
that's not a normal thing.
Would you have to be not in the first dam chimod also, or that would also be considered like a son?
No, dam chimod, you don't need to have to get all me'ikra did. Right? So, we're knowing from Hefsik. Me'ikra did, you know, you have to get all, so for sure we don't have covers. Anyway, Kitzer, that is why
Ray Willing is very, very makel about these chumras of Rishon, and therefore he's very makel at Yibok Dachav, since it's only a chumra, then, you know, you shouldn't be marva in it more than convenient. Because having you have your own Rishon says a shach and you're so sure of an Akiyam, and it's not a kesef. But if Rav Avadya says that a drop of the deeper cloth counts as a kesef, then it would have to be a lot of blood. A lot of blood on the first day, according to Shimon Levi, is just a continuation. To have to be a lot of blood on the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh day of Shiva Kiyam. And that never happens. I mean, never. I mean, hardly ever.
In a small case, let's say a woman is during the night of Kiyam because she's on birth control, she has a fatigue and she gets more than a fatigue.
What if he has a flow of, I mean, again, I'm going to keep it, you know, it's still not a normal flow of blood.
It could be
more than a grist, I think, still a lot of body scuba. What if she might have started bleeding during Shiva Kiyam because of a side effect of the birth control, started bleeding seriously during Shiva Kiyam? Then maybe we would have to be matter.
What you're saying, it's not such an uncommon case nowadays.
No, I'm saying that's crazy.
Right, it's not so crazy. It doesn't mean a minchol mal b'di'evet and a total lechakila of mochta. It's not so crazy. Okay. Okay, Viter. Okay. Viter. There's a, I'm not going to deal with all this. The Taz in Sifkat and Aleph, that all the acronyms say makes no sense whatsoever. I'm sure someone can explain the Taz how it makes sense, but I can't. So I'm just going to say skip the Taz Sifkat and Aleph. There is, we haven't discussed this in depth yet, or at all yet. There is a Shach at the end of Sifkat and Dalid. Sorry, there's the Taz Sifkat and Aleph we're going to skip because the acronyms find out they can't make sense of it. There's a Shach at the end of Sifkat and Dalid who has a very, very strange Shita that is totally rejected that we're also not going to relate to because that's a very weird Shita. Maybe we'll mention briefly that Shach is this weird Shita reminiscent of what he said by Vestos, but it's much stranger to apply it here, that perhaps the day depends on 24 hours, 6 p.m. to 6 p.m., and not depends on the sun and the stars. The Indian went to have Tara. That seems to be exceedingly peculiar, says the Piskei Tshuva in Sifkat and Aleph, that he quotes the Dogma Rava, says we don't koshish for that at all. Okay, so there's this weird shach who applies his shita, remember, we called the Av Yasaf, that maybe the day goes by 24 hours on the clock and not by the sunset, by 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. He wants to apply the Hefzikarim, no one understands why. So it's very strange. In the beginning of the Sif, there's a Taz no one understands and a Shach no one understands. But what can we do? I can't explain everything. Now, let's talk about the other side of the coin, we'll say. Let's talk about the other side of the coin. The myth discusses how you can't, it might be a problem if you have Zakara too early. But it goes without saying that it's a problem. They don't even say it's a problem do I have Zakara too late. Why don't they even say it's a problem do I have Zakara too late? Because that comes out of the first line of Renat Kutin. Meaning you can only start counting Shiva Nikiyam from the day after the Hefzikara. If you do your Hefzikara too late, if it's Monday and you do it too late, you've really done it on Tuesday, so you can't start counting Shiva Nikiyam until Wednesday. When is too late to do a Hefzikara? Too late to do a Hefzikara is after Shkia. Because after Shkia, it's Safik Yom, Safik Laila, and it might be in the Laila. If it might be in the Laila, then you're only doing your Hefzikara on Tuesday. Let's say tonight. Today's Sunday. If you only do it during Beit HaShemashos tonight, then it might not be Sunday anymore. It might be Monday. If it's already Monday, then you can't start Shiva Nikiyam until Tuesday. So a Hefzikara is the most common Shiloh rabbis get. I forgot, I this, I that, I did my Hefzik Tara after Shkia. That's a very, very, very problematic Shaila. It's a very problematic Shaila. I did my Hefzik Tara after Shkia. That's why
it's good to do a hefshikar in the morning. So if you end up doing it after shkia, the rabbi can say, well, okay, l'chachila, you're not yotze, you're not mincha l'mala, but you rely on the b'diavad on the one from shachris. If you do, you have to carry after shkia, that's a problem to the bein hashmashos. Now we get into, and this is something I don't totally want to get into now, but hopefully you've all heard a shir once or twice. I don't know if this is what contemporary halacha is supposed to be about or something. About this money, I don't, right? When is actually suffik yom, suffik lilo? When is vada yom, etc.? We know there's a famous machlokes in the Gemara and Rabbi Tam. Whether the suffik yom, suffik lilo starts after the sun sets or starts much later. Chassidim are more machlokes in his mind, Rabbi Tam. Basically, and Mikkel. Right, bristers are only machlokes. Like this one, real Hasidim are Mekel Lagamer, like Rabbeinu Tam. There aren't that many real Hasidim left. But, there are some Tzvarers and Tzvarers who still drive their cars, 40 minutes after sunset on Friday, because it's still Vada Yom. There aren't many such real Hasidim left. Almost everyone stops driving or doing the Lacha on sunset on Friday. But that verbal defines me that one can have a clue about the DFN. This depends how you pass it. You got the board, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How can we get into it? Okay, I have a lot of things to say about the sheet of Moshe Feinstein, and they're all against. Even though the yeshiva is built in America, this yeshiva of Moshe Feinstein is super duper makabel. And again, no time that the yeshiva is built in America, or Moshe Feinstein is very influential. This yeshiva of Moshe Feinstein is very makabel. It's bubbles. Everyone knows this from Moshe. It's in the truth. I read it inside, but I don't remember. Anyway, the question is, if here's what we call sunset, right? What we call sunset in English. When is Safik Yom, Safik Laila? When is Vada Yom, when is Vada Laila? So says the Gra, Safik, and then Vada Laila for around 13 and a half minutes, or perhaps one could stretch it a little longer to, maybe even up to 20 minutes if one worked very hard like Rav Turchinsky did. All right, 13 and a half. Or a bit more. Here is Ravina Tam. You know what? 13 and a half. He said there's Vada Yom for 58 and a half. Then Safek, then you get the 72. Everyone agrees the suffix 3/4 of a mil, which we're knowing 13 and a half. And then is Vada Yom. If your mom is Ravina Tam, then, if you're a Grunik, then the latest time to do a Hepsiktara is sunset. After sunset, it's already Safi Yom, Safi Laila, it's too late. If you're a Rabbeinu Tam Nick, like very few Hasidim, or if you're a Rabbeinu Tam Nick, then you have 58 and a half minutes. The truth is, in Europe, I once read a fascinating historical article, academic article. Someone actually went through all the like Shabbos schedules published by every town in Europe in the last 200 years to figure out what they were actually noting about beginning and end of Shabbos. Many of which didn't match any of these shitas and was much more complex. I don't even have no halakhic basis, just the halakhic basis was much more complex. So it's very fascinating. I was very confused since I read that article about what people actually did in Europe. Because they seem to do things that many towns seem to do things that on the face of it were really neither shita. And obviously it's because they held the third shita. Okay, the question is this. Here is the big, big, big machlokes. Nowadays, the minhag of most people is that we keep Shabbos until... the minhag of most people is that we start being mesopic at sunset, and we're mesopic until we keep Shabbos. We start Shabbos at sunset, plus Tosefes. And we end Shabbos when the sun is 8.5 degrees below the horizon, which is the way Rav Moshe's Lashon, I misquoted before, I said 35 to 40, I meant 40 to 50, is up to 50 minutes in New York.
up to 50 minutes in New York is the same as 40 to 50 in New York. It's the same as 30 to 40 in Yerushalayim,
in terms of where the sun actually is, how far below the horizon it is.
Right? So what is our minhag based on?
All luchos in America and Israel, who do they follow? Who does the luach follow? Good question, right? Who does the luach follow? This is a fundamental machlokas haposkim. Who does the luach follow nowadays? So, what is our luach? Our luach says, in Yerushalayim, 40 to 50 in New York City, meaning 8.5 degrees. That's a degree sign. We're in the Suffolk for 30 to 40, 40 to 50 minutes. Where did that, what shita do we follow? This is the fundamental machlokas, right? Who are we based on? Who are we following? So this is a machlokas of Tukhachinsky, who was kodeya that the Masorah is Motzei Shabbos 8.5 degrees below the horizon. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, he wrote Luach Eretz Yisrael. Now it's his, I think, already grandson who writes it. The Luach Eretz Yisrael was Rav Tertensky. The Sefer and Hagi Eretz Yisrael were Tertensky. He was Kobeim and Hagi, and Kobeim himself. He liked recording. He was Kobeim and Hagi Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, who didn't know anything about degrees below the horizon, but who said, yeah, Bena Shmashos is as long as up to 50 minutes in New York, which happens to be exactly the same thing. Maybe they both got it from looking at the stars, I'm not sure. Okay, so where did that come from? So this is a fundamental machlokas. What is our luach? So that's Rav Tukhachinsky, the Luach Eretz Yisrael. I don't know how it's called, Tukhachinsky. It's called right, Luach Eretz Yisrael. He says that we hold like the Gra. We hold like the Gra. Just, he has an expanded Gra, right? He has basically, this is Suffolk based on a long Gra. Let's give it, you know, 20 to 25 minutes of a long Gra. And then we have an extra Suffolk Lechumra because of Tosefes Shabbat. That's based on Rabbeinu Yonah, who says you have to wait for 3 kochavim benonim, medium stars, but Matzei Shabbos waits for 3 small stars. So based on Rabbeinu Yonah, Matzei Shabbos, you have to do extra. That's our minhag. And that's why the minhag is, what?
13.5
The 13.5 is 3/4 of a mil, but really maybe a mil is 24, so 3/4 of a mil is 18, and maybe the herif ayin afterwards, and maybe the herif ayin is 2, so you get 20. And 20, depending on the season, can be 20 to 25. That's what Tukhachinsky does. A long Gra. Like, and he stretches to interpret the Gra to be longer to match the stars. And then Tosefes Shabbos, we had extra, which is why the Minhag, I'm pretty sure this is what Rosh Hashanah passing for us in YU, and the Minhag in our base matters, so the Minhag in every shul I've been to in Israel, well, I haven't been to every shul, is that for Marav on a weekday, you only wait 20, 25 minutes, because you don't have the extra, just the longer version of the Gra. Basically, the longest shot you can get from the Gra. And then put extra for Matzei Shabbos just for Chumrah de Shabbos. That's how you get to our shir. Says Rav Moshe no. Says no. It's just compressed. He says we are machmir legrub. We compress 72 minutes into 50, and therefore up to 9 minutes is stopping for the Gra and Yom for Rabbeinu Tam. Up to 41 minutes is Laila for the Gra and Yom for Rabbeinu Tam. And up to 50 minutes is Laila for the Gra and Suffolk for Rabbeinu Tam. We basically just take the 72 minutes, compress it into 50, 13.5 becomes 9. If you work out the ratio, we worked it out, I trust his math.
The first, so for the grud, 9 minutes suffix then Bade Laila, for the Atam, instead of 58 and a half, you only get 41 minutes of Yom and then 9 minutes of suffix, and then it's Bade Laila. The 50 is Ladavka, maybe sometimes more, or 40, whatever it works out, right? That's where Moshe is Kiddush. Why? Okay. What's the yeshivat minhag in America based on Moshe is Kiddush? Is that, hold on a second, in the first 9 minutes, you have a seik seika. Just like, let's say you're doing a suffix in the first 13 and a half minutes, seik seika, according to your anatomic day, and even according to the grut suffix, so even according to the grut might be day, so seik seika, then it's day. Maybe your anatomic is right, even the grut is right, maybe it's day. So the first 9 minutes, maybe your anatomic is right, and even if the grut is right, maybe it's day. Theoretically, you could do that over here and say seik seika laila, but since you have cheskas, you have a full of say seik seika against chazaka. Here it says big lip chazaka because it used to be day. It's funny to call that chazaka, but Mugna Brum said it. Okay, we're doing much too much of the Shabbos here. But anyway, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, therefore, b'shas hadchak, 9 minutes after Shkia is still day, because of the Sveik Sveika, during a Sufik being Grawl or Rabbeinu Tam. So b'shas hadchak, 9 minutes after Shkia is still day, therefore, says Rav Moshe, if you what? According to maybe the Rebbeinu Tam is right in its day. Or maybe the Gruz right in its suffix. Even if the Gruz right in its suffix, maybe it's day. Even for the Gruz, only suffix. Right? So if Rebbeinu Tam says Yom and the Gruz says suffix, that's fake Sveika. Maybe Rebbeinu Tam's right, or maybe the Gruz right, and we're not going to read the suffix to be Yom.
This is Be'an Shmashos?
Yes.
So doesn't that assume Be'an Shmashos is a suffix, like a real suffix, and it's not like a confused or like.
I mean, everyone assumed that until someone came around, along in a yard site shear 40 years ago and suggested otherwise. So, okay, that's not a fair kosh.
I mean, isn't there much more than the tzid that we also said?
I'm not familiar with the tzid. He was very that you can't kosh from the tzid on the motion. Meaning, if you read all the Rishonim, none of them say that. Okay, that's why I criticize the Rav. Who's trying to point out that he's saying a Kiddush. If you read all the Rishonim, that's not what they say. All the Rishonim ask, how could it be suffering, don't suffering, Lila, doesn't just depend on the Seis of Chavim? They'll say, it's a suffering when the Kochavim come out. Okay, fine. Anyway, you see, according to Rav Moshe, big Kiddush. If you forget Dan Mincha, you have 9 minutes after Shkia to Dan Mincha. If you forget to do a Hefzik Tara, you have 9 minutes after Shkia to do a Hefzik Tara. Theoretically, if you forget to do malacha and it's Friday night, you have another 9 minutes to do malacha. Okay, but there, you know, people aren't really eager to be minkil because that's a very, very chomer thing. You know, so we wouldn't normally be minkil in that. But I think what most would say, if your mom is stuck in the highway in the middle of a bad neighborhood in a snowstorm, whatever, and you have 9 minutes, you can get home, so drive another 9 minutes. Why? Even though Rav Moshe himself wrote that could have chomer the Shabbos, he doesn't want to be minko on Svaras that he thought of.
Why isn't this chomer Shabbos? Like,
ah, because chomer Rav Zera is only Ravana. Okay, so the
every situation.
Most situations. Okay, give me a break. You're right. Most situations. But even Shabbos is still more covered than Ida anyway. Shabbos is more covered than Ida. In any case. And also it's pretty rare. Okay, halacha l'maisa, why do I have trouble relying this for Moshe, even though it would make life a lot easier? Because Rav Moshe asked himself, how can I just compress 72 into 50? Why don't I have to keep 72? Meaning, why don't you have to keep Rabbeinu Tam on Matzei Shabbos? Though to keep Rabbeinu Tam on Matzei Shabbos, I understand there's a little more room to make up. But we don't keep Rabbeinu Tam. So if we don't keep 50 minutes, then how can we say Rechoshish for Rabbeinu Tam? We don't keep 72 minutes. No, the answer is 72 minutes really became 50. How did it become 50? Says Rav Moshe, no problem, because 72 minutes in Yerushalayim, where it takes the sun longer to get dark, is the equivalent of 50 minutes in New York. In Yerushalayim, where it gets dark slowly, is the equivalent of 50 minutes in New York, where it gets dark quickly. Because in New York, it gets dark quicker than in Yerushalayim. The only problem with that is that it's not true. In Yerushalayim, it gets dark more quickly than in New York. So most of the whole thing only works if you assume a fact that's against the facts. which is that what, however dark it is in 72 minutes in Yerushalayim is the equivalent of 50 minutes in New York.
It's really the opposite. However dark it is in 40 minutes in Yerushalayim is the equivalent of 50 minutes in New York.
And that's not really something you can have machlokas about. It's just a fact. So I personally have trouble relying on Rav Moshe, even though I get into fights with all my yeshivish friends in America. Now they move to Eretz Yisrael, it's not a big deal anymore. To Eretz Yisrael, no one has a hobby like this Rav Moshe. Okay, I have trouble relying on Rav Moshe. If someone called me up and said, it's 2 minutes after Shkia and I didn't daven Mincha, what should I do? I would say, so daven Ma'ariv twice. You missed your chance. What can I tell you? So the Mitzah, I just want to warn you what you'll encounter out there in the Yeshivas Belt in America. You'll encounter Rav Moshe with 9 minutes. And I'm not going to fight with people who hold the Rav Moshe with 9 minutes. I can't make a lease on Rav Moshe with 9 minutes if it's against the facts, if it's factually impossible to say Hashita. Could one come with a different svara for saying Hashita? I mean, maybe, but A, I can't think of any possible svara, and B, that wouldn't be Hashita. Right? So the Mitzah, we happen like Ruach Eretz Yisrael. Our meaning is like Ruach Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? We hold like the Grah. If we hold like the Grah, then Vadai. Let me say this another way. How come we all do Malacha? I know we all. Someone volunteer to raise their hand if they do Malacha after the time Shabbos ends on the calendar.
Yeah.
You don't keep them in the time.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So how come such holy Jews do Malacha 40 minutes after sunset and don't count and aren't choshes for Rabbeinu Tam? So Rav Moshe said they are choshes for Rabbeinu Tam because the 72 minutes in New York are only, Yerushalayim are only 50 minutes in New York. Okay, how come that's not true? And when we go to Yerushalayim, we're also don't keep 72 minutes? So the answer is we all don't hold like Rav Moshe. No one holds like Rav Moshe. If you hold like Rav Moshe, when you came to Yerushalayim, you have to do 72 minutes and deny the facts. Oh, so why do holy Jews like this do Malacha 40 minutes after Shkia? Wow. The answer is, can we hold like the Grah? No. Look, Rav Shlomo Zalman was unorthodox. Do you know Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's usher to wait 72 minutes to light Hanukkah candles on, let's say, Shabbos, because you're being mevatel the proper time for a mitzvah saying Rabbanan just because of the shita that we passed in against. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says it's usher to wait 72 minutes to light Hanukkah candles. But Eretz Yisrael followed the Grah, and you know what? America also followed the Grah. Just Rav Moshe didn't think so. So really, we don't hold like Rav Moshe. Really, we hold like Ruach Eretz Yisrael, like the Grah. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. Why do you wait 30 to 40 minutes in Yerushalayim and 40 to 50 minutes in New York? Because that's following the Grah with some chumras. But we really follow the Grah b'Vaday. Therefore, since we follow the Grah b'Vaday, you can't be makel based on this Ramosha. You can't be makel based on a Ramosha that's against facts. Therefore, since we follow the Grah b'Vaday, we cannot be makel even 1 minute after Shia. If someone doesn't have a car even 1 minute after Shia, they miss the time. Because we pass the b'Vaday like the Grah. The only exception is someone's a chassid and they hold like Rabbeinu Tam, or their mind. If someone is the chassid and waits 72 minutes for everything, then there's room to make. But if someone's not a chassid and they don't wait 72 minutes, and how many white Rosh Hashanah's wives do you think wait 72 minutes? One. I wonder how many, you know? And even if they do, I wonder, you know, if they're consistent about it. Lemaisa, if you're not consistent about 72 minutes, you have no right to be making after Shkia. That's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that if you hold like our Luach, then you hold Mevadai like the Grah, and then after Shkia, it's too late to have same time. Only someone who keeps a Hasidish of Luach, then can we make on a Hefzik Tari after Shkia.
What if a person
didn't
talk about
why
they did the Hasid?
Can we get that? What if you're if you did it before after Shkia? Nearly Snighty, then you could say it's fake speaker. Maybe I did it after Shkia, maybe before Shkia. Even if I did it after Shkia, maybe it was still Yom. Then I think you can be Mako. In a Hanami.
So am I speaking down in Mar on a regular day after 13 minutes after Shkia?
Except that we have a Humra that maybe the Grah is not really 13 and a half minutes, maybe he's 20 to 25 minutes.
So if you're stuck, you can daven 13 and a half minutes, but l'chachila 20 to 25 minutes.
And when it comes to taking out Shabbos, also, like, let's say you're stuck and I don't know.
Can I get kulos for me and taking out Shabbos? You're not getting kulos for me and taking out Shabbos. Theoretically, I hear Taina, but we don't have kulos. We don't have kulos on taking out Shabbos. Fine, you don't have to keep the achol.
You don't have to keep the
achol.
Yeah.
The briskers, who are the makers, the remaining of time, you keep 72 minutes. But that's assuming a mill is 18 minutes. What if a mill is 22 and a half minutes? Then you have to keep 90 minutes after Shabbos. That's a 90 minutes is an eighth of the day, an eighth of 12. That's called the achdol because we're out of suffix, the larger of 90 minutes or an eighth of the day. And that's what the not so macher briskers keep, as opposed to the regular yeshivish nachmira. The macher briskers keep a zextel, which is the greater of 2 hours or a sixth of the day, based on the shita that a mill is 24. That a mill is 24 minutes, and there might be a shita that Beinah Shosh does 5 mil. Okay, that, I'm not here to teach you brisker. What? I don't know. I'm not a brisker. You have to ask. You have to go to brisk and ask.
Okay, even according to
if you keep the zextel, you can. If you keep what's it now, Shvat? You know what? Fine. If you keep the zextel, you can even find a sister.
Even according to Moshe, like this, what we're saying now, there would be no time that Rabbeinu Tam would extend after Shkia. It wouldn't even be a minute. I just don't know the math, but like we're saying, there won't be even a minute that Rabbeinu Tam after our Shkia wouldn't be still something.
No, I'm not talking about Rabbeinu. Oh, I'm not talking about Rabbeinu Moshe. I'm talking about us.
No, I'm saying according to
Moshe, after Shkia, there's 41 minutes of Vada Yom for Rabbeinu
Tam. No, everyone's saying that. The math doesn't work out in the facts because
he assumes that it gets as dark in 50 minutes in New York as it does in 72 minutes in Yerushalayim.
And what are the facts?
That it gets as dark in 50 minutes in New York as it does in 40 minutes in Yerushalayim.
Okay, so it's still, that means you still have more than, 13 and a half minutes.
Then what would be logical is to say that 72 minutes really becomes 72 minutes really becomes 90 minutes. That would make a lot of sense. And you'd say it's not 13 and a half, 58 and a half. No, it's really 18 minutes is, you know, the Beinah Shmashos of the Gra. And then up to 70 minutes is...
So why can't you use that? Like, I mean, so you get more bullets.
No, but then you have to keep up to Shabbos for 90 minutes, and you don't. That's the problem. The problem is you can't be making a Hamza Tara in a way that will make you Machal Shabbos. That's what I'm trying to say. Right? So... what I'm saying is this. How long are you machzer for Matzei Shabbos and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? If you're machzer 72 minutes or more, then there's room to be makel by a hefsek tara after sunset.
Is there any something that's incorrect?
But
is there any something that's incorrect that there's room to be makel?
No, then it depends if you're makel 70 minutes because you're mesopic or just as a chumra bi'alma, even though you bevada, I think it's wrong. But if you're makel as a real shita, then there's room to makel. But, okay. The problem is because some people are machmir for 72 minutes, even though they hold this bada, not the halacha. So then it gets tricky. But if you are less than 72 minutes, then that depends on the svara, right? If you hold like Luach Eretz Yisrael, then no room to be mako for hefsek tara after sunset. If you hold like Rav Moshe, then you can be mako. Here, is that better? Then you can be mako for, 9 minutes in New York.
New York City. The only problem is that since we don't hold like Rav Moshe, and we do hold like Bukhar Zisrael, therefore whoever doesn't walk on an hour after sunset on Motzei Shabbos has no right to be made on a Hefsek Tara after Shia. That's what I'm saying.
Do you agree in Eretz? Do you say in Eretz Yisrael you could also be made?
What?
Rav Moshe
has no idea what he would say in Eretz Yisrael, because his whole basis is the fact that whoever waits 50 minutes in New York would for sure wait 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael. Which is...
In his case, you would say that in Eretz Yisrael you can't be Mako? No, or you can't?
But he would say in Eretz Yisrael you have to keep Shabbos 72 minutes after Shia.
And then you could be Mako.
Which you assume all Jews do.
And then you could be Mako for...
Yeah. But... Why does he assume all Jews keep Shabbos 72 minutes after Shia in Israel? Oh, because it's very light outside until 72 minutes after Shia in Israel, so of course all Jews keep Shabbos.
What about starting the night before Shia? And you know that you're not going to finish, like, I guess from
Mincha. It doesn't take very long. Oh, you mean Mincha?
Yeah.
So what if you start? So the Aruch HaShulchan, the famous Raya from Bilam. Yeah, so if you're, but if you're stuck, you can make it like that. Yeah. After all, keep in mind, it's still a six seka. Even according to the Gra, it's a big yom after Shia, although the Rav holds like the mirror of Yona. Okay, the mice are made. We can be made, but you should look at you and not get into that. But if you're stuck, you can be made. Okay.
No, six seka or Moshe, isn't that shame stuff? Like, something
else? Don't start answering shame after that. We have enough stars.
The whole thing is, like, so people say if you didn't get. You can watch in time for Shalosh Shudas before Shia, and you have a couple minutes. That's all based on the Shalom.
No. My Shalosh Shudas is that the Shabura has a different school, which is that it's not so burr that it's also in Shalosh Shudas during Safek Yom Safek Laila. So the Mishabura is a kula, but even according to the Gra, the Mishabura has a kula. I think if I'm remembering correctly, that. If you weren't going to say Shalosh Shudas, and you're not going to Shalosh Shudas, then you could eat B'nyeved after Shia, because it might be worth having a suffix of something which may or may not be usher eating before during B'nyeved Shmatos in order to have a suffix being Yotzei Shalosh Shudas. Okay, that's a different question.
If you don't bring that in,
if somebody finally tells them the hell that they should do it,
this is. This is the same conversation we have about everything. Anyway, Rabosai, oh my gosh. Okay. We're supposed to get through like Sifches. I want to get through Sifches. Okay. No one's allowed to leave this room. Lock the door. Who has a sword? Don't let anyone out the door until we finish Sif Aleph and Beis. Okay. Thank God we finished the base. We just didn't finish the Aleph. This is also Shas Sugya, but we're not going to do the Shas Sugya. What if you make Shabbos earlier, Dav Marav early? Does that mean you have to be consistent and consider the day to be over? Says the Rama, Yesh Omer Min, Spalva Kol Arvis, V'Oda Yom Gadol, Ein Yichol Livdagos, Lilbos Levanim, Lahaskim Limz Yom Machras. Remember, in Europe it was very common, they davened Mariv, like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, after Plaga Mincha, before nightfall. If the Kol daven Mariv, then it's too late to do a Hefsek Tara, so it's already the next day. It's not Mamish the next day, Lukula, but Lachumr the next day. I mean, once you daven Mariv, you have to Lachumr, be consistent and treat it like the next day. After the Kol for us, also Laila, V'yeshom in the Mutter, a few also called Shabbos. Some people say, also, even on a weekday, once they daven Mariv, you have to be master and treated the next day too late for Hefsek Tara, even though the sun's in the sky. Some people say, Rabbi, even on Shabbos, when not only did they have Marav, they made a halos Shabbos. They were mosif on Shabbos. They were mekal Shabbos. Still, they're mekal Shabbos, but they're consistent. Leaning in Shabbos at Shabbos, but leaning in Nida, it's still Friday, and you can do Hefsek Tara. This is the question. If you're daven Marav early, you start Shabbos early, do you have to be consistent leaning in Nida that it's also already the next day? Or you can say, no, it's the next day for Mariv, it's the next day for Shabbos, but it's still the previous day for Nida. Okay, this is a clearly machlokas, whether you have to be consistent about these things. And this is a machlokas. The first opinion is a Trumas Adeshin. The second opinion is a Maharil. And if I recall correctly, Maharil says, even if she herself davened Mariv, we can be Mako, which might be even worse than the call davening Mariv.
Okay, and what's the minhag? What's the chachra of the Ramah? The chachra of the So the chachra of the Ramah is,
let's say the kahal hivlu Shabbos or hispalalu arvis. Says the Truma Chadeshen, he says too late. Says the author, the name of Maharil, says he can still do a Hefsek Tara.
She does not be consistently in Nida till the previous day. What's the minhag? Ashkenaz Nogin Lachachila Lizar Bidi Eved Ein Lachosh.
What's the psak? Lechatzila. Lechatzila. She has to do the Hefsek Tara before. Lechatzila. She has to do the Hefsek Tara before Kabbalah Shabbos and before Maariv.
But Bidi Eved, she's Yotzei, even if she did it afterwards, because Me'ikra Din, you don't have to be consistent.
Me'ikra Din, just because you have Maariv, it's still Friday for Nida purposes and all other purposes. Just because you were Mekal Shabbos, still Friday for Nida purposes. But Lechatzila, we're
hosting for the Mechmirin. Is there a difference, the Kahal versus herself? What if she herself got Maariv or accepted Shabbos? So the Shach brings down a Machlokas about this.
What if she herself davened, or I assume a Kabbal Shabbos, I think their example. Then I would still make over the event. So the Sefer HaOgor says, and the Maharshal and the Shach's father. Right? He quotes father a few places. Says the HaOgor, nope. She can still do a Hefsek Tara. Shach's father, Pasul, like the Marshal, is too late. If she herself did it, then she has to be consistent. It's too late. Says the Ugar, even if she herself did it.
And how do we Paskin? The Shach's not 100% clear. Could be he leans towards his father. Right? Mavurmi, Ugar, etc. Ayla, I mean, it really seems like he's agreeing with his father, right?
And with the Marshal.
However, the later achronim, such as the Chachmas Adam, the Aruch HaShulchan, etc.,
say she can still do a Hefsek Tara, obviously, but b'diavad.
Even if she herself in the Kabbal Shabbos, even if she herself down in Arab, as long as not Yeshkiya b'diavad, she can still do a Hefsek Tara. That's a Lipaskin against the Shach based on his father and the Maharshal. Let's just finish the Ramah. The Chachmas Adam, the Aruch HaShulchan,
and a lot. What?
Because Me'ikra Din, Maariv does not have to go together with Nida. They're two separate areas of Halacha. You don't have to be consistent. Okay.
It's
what?
It's not called Lev.
Right. And Dharma makes us notion Nogush and Pasco Kodam Barchu. Let's say she did a Hefsek Tara before Barchu the right way, Lechachi, right? The Chazulos Kesem or Dam Tokim Sigras, and then in the middle of the sphere, she saw Kesem or Dam. Azmaf Sikin Filo Acher Barchu, and this Kalkulos Samach Le'erev. If she finds something right before nighttime, and it's basically she messes up her Shimon Nikiyim already when it's too late, then Choshen Dovazel B'Dievet, we call this B'Dievet. And you shouldn't object, they must have gotten this from Chacham, and it's an old minhag. Basically, he accepts this minhag that it's called b'di'eved if she only found the dam or the kesem when it was already too late. Let's say she found the dam or the kesem after saying baruch. You know, then what choice does she have? She has to do a Hefsek Tara after baruch because she didn't know she. She didn't know she wasn't Tmei before Baruch Hu. Then that's okay. That's how we paskin. The Shach and Taz are the Shach and Taz. Get into the details of this, but we're not going to get into the details. I mean, then we'll get into the details. So you're just getting into explaining exactly what he meant by the, like, why he said during Shimon Akiyim, like, why he said after Hefsek Tara. So either it's because usually, you know, so it's really, they both agree, Lamaisa, even before Hefsek Tara.
Let's say she hadn't done her Hefsek Tara. She just you know, tries to have Zikaran, she stalls down, tries to have Zikaran, stalls down, and then she keeps bleeding. All of a sudden, stops bleeding after Baruch Hu. Then, that's already b'diavad.
Basically, if she only stops bleeding after Baruch Hu, starts or stops bleeding after Baruch Hu, that's b'diavad. If she didn't have a chance to do it before, and that's b'diavad, okay, we assume that likewise, the Sidrei Kara says, basically, if they are the Bach, okay, the Bach is in our Dafka. Only after the Hefter she can met up again, then we're Mito B'dievet if she sees Dam after Baruch Hu. But all the Akronim say, no, that's not what the Rambam meant. It's not Dafka. Basically, if she sees Dam after Baruch Hu, that's an example of B'dievet. And the Sidrei Kara says, likewise, any excuse why she couldn't do a Hefter before Baruch Hu is called B'dievet. Meaning, she can do it with Hachila, if the B'dievet, she couldn't have done it beforehand. And that's what we pass in, we say what this means, and then we will have to end. Meaning that if she couldn't do it before Maariv or Kabbalah Shabbos, or if it happens to be both of them, then she can do it afterwards. And we don't say with Hachila, don't. No, we say, if you couldn't do it until now, that's called B'dievet, you can do it afterwards. Sidrei Kara says, even if she legitimately forgot she had to have Sidrei Kara select her Baruch Hu, that's B'dievet, she can do it afterwards. If she was very, very busy and couldn't do it, so basically, unless she was a Hoshea, then we say she can do it even after Baruch Hu, even after Kabbalah Shabbos, even after Maariv, because that's called B'dievet. Only, L'chachilah, she should do it before Baruch Hu, before Maariv and Kabbalah Shabbos. And if she was Hoshea and didn't do it until later, then she can't do it. She has to wait an extra day. But if the onus she couldn't do it until later, then we consider that a valid excuse, and it's called b'dievet, and she could do a hefsekara after Baruch Hu. So basically, in most modern day cases where mekel, that she could do a hefsekara even after Baruch Hu, as long as she was trying to do the halacha properly, then for some reason couldn't, then she can do the hefsekara after Baruch Hu. Okay, that's the halacha
l'maisa. Can you call it b'dievet?
No. No, they're a team. They're a team. There's no innocent bystander here. They're a team.
Well, the truth that should be mastered to have a little time. Do you know what I mean? Start battles and kill them.
That's a great question. The answer is I'm not sure, because that might be impossible. That could be hours. So the answer is I don't know.
Isn't the truth session really cool in terms of making it about it?
In terms of what?
Like having it as close to be impossible.
Yes, but these things, all these things are minimal lamala anyway, so that's the terms of actually more important to be consistent. Okay, question in the chat, the people in America follow Rav Moshe? Yeshiva people in America follow Rav Moshe, but we shouldn't. I have to, next question I have to check. I don't know, I'll look in the safer, see if I can figure it out. Okay.
What do we say about Minchol Mala? We really, the Maisa, what does that mean for us? Like we can start having Sakara
as soon as. Minchol Mala, technically, there is a din Minchol Mala, right? Whatever that is, 2.5 hours, Shosmani before Shkia. But the closer to Shkia, the better. So that means it's just, you know, here's your common sense.
You're still in the Chachila range within 2 hours.
Right, you're still in the Chachila range within 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Basically, what it means is like try to work out your schedule that you can do within 2.5 hours. And if you're free, the later the better. But bigger within 2.5 hours.
Wow.
It's not
like a half hour
an
hour.
It
doesn't want to actually take it that far.
Which is the loss of some, right? Some of something. Half hour, et cetera.
Really?
But if you look at all the Makoros and the Beis Yosef, it all comes from an Minchol Mala. Simple shot, it's someone just been doing a mile and the later the better.
Huh.
Right? That's the possible shot.
There's been multiple possible early.